Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Now, this is one for all the teachers, cleaners, checkout chicks, bankers, plumbers, gardeners, and it goes on and on and on. If you thought your normal everyday job wasn't quite as special, or let's say holy, as being, say, a pastor or a missionary, then think again. Authors Paul Stevens and Alvin Ung say that everyone, no matter what kind of work they do, is on a mission from God. Their book is called Taking Your Soul to Work, and Cara Martin, our esteemed book critic, has been very impressed by it. Cara's with us now. Hi, Cara.
Greetings.
Listen, before we get into this, I want to kind of open our lines to our listeners tonight. You can start calling in now on 1300 40 2020 or post on our Open House community Facebook page. I want to hear your stories about how God works, perhaps through you or someone else in your workplace. I can only say, as someone who's spent his entire working life in secular media, not Christian ministry, I must say I've often felt the guilt or the embarrassment, sometimes the frustration, during more than a few sermons, where it seems the greatest thing you can or should aspire to is, quote, full-time Christian ministry. Here's a question: who's going to pay for it all if none of us are working? I want to particularly hear from you if you're not in a typical Christian type employment. It's probably easy to tell your stories about God at work if you're a pastor or a missionary, but I'd like to hear from the cleaners, the chefs, the bank tellers, the carpenters, mums, dads, yes, even the journos, about how you've been used as God's person in your workplace. Give us a call, 1300 40 2020, or post on our Open House community Facebook page. It's quite an issue, Cara, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And I think this whole problem about seeing some jobs as special or higher than other jobs is a real problem. And I think the irony that I'm seeing more and more is that it tends to be that the missionaries that churches are sending overseas now, they're sending overseas to do their secular jobs.
Yes, that's true.
In other places.
How ironic. Is that ironic?
Very ironic. And and instead of that, you know, we've got all these workers in the pews, all these people are going to go out to their neighbourhoods for the whole of the week. And it's almost as if what they do seems a lesser thing in some way. And I think that's a real problem, and this book addresses that.
Yes. Mm. So the book is Taking Your Soul to Work. What do you reckon the book is setting out to achieve?
Well, definitely to encourage and motivate workers. And part of the way it does that, it's split into three areas. And the first area looks at nine struggles that we might face at work. And they're things like a restlessness, greed, lust, all sorts of things that you might come up against in your workplace. Mm. The second area is to look at the fruits of the Spirit that God promises to give us. And it relates those to the struggles we might have. And the third area says, what if our workplace could be transformed by us or through us in some way? What would it look like? And it links those three areas together, and it's inspiring.
Yeah. Mm. It is a healthy corrective to lots of preaching, or that framework that says the highest calling is to go into, quote, full-time ministry, whatever that means.
Yeah, certainly. And I don't think in the Bible we see those sort of distinctions nearly as much. And so the book is saying that God loves workers everywhere, and he loves the people that workers work with as well. Mm. He says that the work that we do in ordinary jobs is not something we can do by ourselves, that it's good to actually call on God and ask for God's help there. And thirdly, that God is in the business of making us more fully human in his terms, so more what we were created to be, and work can be a great place where that sort of refining work can take place.
As
probably we both have stories to tell.
Yeah, we do. And many, many people in the secular workplace will never darken the door of a church anymore.
No way.
And perhaps the only way that they'll come across the Christian faith is in the flesh and bones of people actually seeking to live an authentic Christian life in the midst of the secular workforce.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's very important. And, you know, the mission field is not just something that happens overseas. It's wherever there are people who are waiting to hear about Jesus.
Yeah. Mm. One of the interesting things I know this book does is to challenge the phrase work-life balance, which I always try to use a lot.
Well, that's right. I thought I've seen Christians speak into this space and say, you know, work-life balance is really important, mostly from the perspective of that often we overwork. But what's really interesting about the stand that R. Paul Stevens takes in particular in this, he says the assumption when you say that is that work and life are opposites. But he says his point is that God has to be at the center of everything. So the danger is that we say, well, work is a bad thing and life is a good thing. And then, you know,
yes.
They're opposites like that. But he says where God is, you know, that's where the sacred is, and God is in everything. So it's nice to actually think about it from that perspective. He actually says the more important thing is to ask, where is Jesus where I'm working? And how can I take God with me to the dark places of my work?
Yes. Mm. Let's see what Mike has to say. Mike sprung in from Melbourne. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Thanks for calling. Great. Great to hear from you.
You too. I'm a Christian in real estate, and I'm also a minister as well. So it's an interesting combination.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of same as Christian journalists.
It's sort of an oxymoron. It's like honest politician.
Yeah.
But, I've seen it as my ministry. It wasn't my first choice when I got back from the States. I was over there for quite a few years working on the mission field with Teen Challenge, and got back here, and a lot of ministers in the church circle said they saw me in real estate, whether you call it prophetic or whatever it was that they... And I didn't. I sort of said, no way, that's one step up from a car salesman. Mm. But I found myself in the middle of it prospering and helping a lot of people out of debt. And also, I've had over about 12 agents give their life to Christ out of conversations and invitations to our church.
Yeah. And I'd have every expectation of honesty from a real estate agent. Now, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Well, it is. And I've actually now ventured into what's known as facilitation, and I actually act as a go-between for vendors. And, I actually appoint the agent now. I've started a whole new business. And, part of that is being able to act as a go-between, and so that agents don't cross over and work for the buyer.
Mm.
So it's become my ministry as well as business.
Mike, well done. Thanks so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much.
Good on you. All the best. Cara, who should read this book?
Well, I think everyone who works should read this book, because I think it would be an encouragement. I think also that those who volunteer should do it, and those who work with children should do it, or do unpaid work in their neighbourhoods, and even retirees would benefit looking back at their workplaces. But I think also it'd be great if ministers and pastors would read this book, so they would have perhaps a better understanding of what the struggles, but also what the potential is in the workplace.
Good point. Mm. Cara Martin, esteemed book reviewer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee.
Great to see you, as always.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.